step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take, the ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
Again, we're going to take that step into the light. This is Raylan Allen. You're listening to RumorMillNews.com, and our special guest today is Dr. Robin Falkoff, and you can find her at HealthFreedomRights.com, HealthFreedomRights.com. And one of the things when you read Robin's work and when you read my work, we don't have a lot of time to write our articles. And so when we write articles, we're writing them like we're talking to our best friends. They're simple. They're easy to read. Many times they're just bulleted points. And we're going to be talking about the water story in just a minute. And so when you see that, you'll see this is the typical style of writing that both of us do, because we want to get the information out. We want to get it out fast. And we don't have the time to write these long articles with every single thing documented. We wish we could. We could, but we just don't have the time to. So, Robin, let's finish up with this light machine. Give me an idea. You know, I've talked about my dental, my sciatic nerve, and my pain in my what do they call that thing? Carpal tunnel syndrome is probably what it would have been diagnosed as if I'd gone to the doctor. But I didn't go to the doctor. I just wrapped the light machine around it for one day, only one day, and it was gone. And so what else does the light machine do besides all of these wonderful things it's done for me?
I'd say we're covering pretty much what it does. There are many other applications for children who have leukemia and need bone marrow transplants, and they've found that these children from getting the transplant have horrible ulcerations in their mouth and esophagus, and they've used LED technology to treat those mouth ulcers to where the kids are able to eat again before they were being fed liquid diets. There is treatment for burn victims, which sounds, you know, strange. How are you going to be using light, which does generate some amount of heat, with a burn victim? But they have used LED technology for burn victims, and they have found that these patients who would require very intensive care and control to make sure there would be no infection and secondary problems from the enormous burns were able to be managed in a normal hospital setting because the healing was taking place so quickly. And NASA has published research where they have stated that through their studies, they have found that the mitochondrial production of adenosine triphosphate in the cells can be enhanced from 200 to 400%. So to explain what that is, we have our cells that are surrounded by a membrane. Then inside each cell, you have the nucleus, which is at the center. In the general part of the cell surrounding the nucleus, you have different organelles from ribosomes and the mitochondria, which are the energy production machines for the body. And they take in whatever nutrition or light, because the body does communicate on a cellular level with light, and the ability and the quality of that communication depends upon the quality of what you put in your body. Good, organic, raw foods, pesticide and hormone and antibiotic-free foods. So that gives you a better quality of energy that transmits and nourishes the cells much more effectively. And they have shown, the NASA research, that the LED technology is giving the light as a food source, I guess. That's the easiest way to break it down without becoming too technical. And that the production in the mitochondrial organelle inside of the cell is increased. So they work faster, they produce more adenosine triphosphate, and that goes out and fuels the functions in your body.
Well,
was that simplified? Or?
Well, not for somebody who's never studied science, and I don't think I've even taken one science class.
Oh, I'm sorry, tunnel vision here.
Yes, and it's amazing how I have no mind for science whatsoever. I was talking to Patty McPeak, and she said that she studied inorganic sciences, and that's exactly what I did. I studied astronomy and geology because I could not handle the biological. I couldn't handle cutting up frogs and cats and things like that.
Well, I never did that. I would not do that.
That's how I can't understand that you actually became a doctor and you never have done that.
I'm not an MD, so you don't have to do that.
Huh.
Yeah, I would not do that, although I don't know if I told the story when I was on with you that one of the difficult choices I had to make was moving to New Mexico or going to an autopsy class. There was an intensive class available in Newark, New Jersey, and it was a big choice for me to give that up. It was quite a sacrifice because I was looking forward to that experience on a dead body.
Well, you know, it's really funny because people say, I would have no problem cutting up a dead body. I would have no problem whatsoever. In fact, we did have a few dead animals, and I didn't have any problem cutting up them. But I absolutely could not be party to killing an animal
and
cutting it up, which is what we were doing way back in the dark ages of the biology classes when I was in high school.
Oh, well, I that was when I was in the eighth grade. I was in special classes, and I had a wonderful biology teacher, and she was, you know, distributing the frogs, and I was just horrified. I was trying not to have a meltdown. And she said, anybody that says anything after this is leaving the room. And all I said was, thank you. So there was no way I would kill something.
Yeah, but, I agree.
Think about what can be learned from, you know, from cutting through a dead body and the different layers of fat and tissue and how the muscle fiber runs and how the nerve, you know, the nerves are transporting all this information through our body. And when you can actually see that, I mean, I've seen videos, but I mean, to actually see it and feel it would be quite an experience.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends is a medical doctor, and she says that every doctor that she knows either throws up or passes out at the first autopsy. And it's not from what you're doing. It's from the smell.
Yes, that's when one of my medical doctor friends was trying to make me feel better. She said, it's not what you'd expect. The body is hard, and, you know, the formaldehyde will make you sick to your stomach.
Yeah, that is so, folks, every doctor that deals with you has gone through an autopsy, and so it on dead formaldehyde bodies. And so, gosh, I wonder what it would be like, because the autopsy that she was talking about, that she went through was on the, you know, on the bodies that had been donated to science. But think about being the coroner, you know, and you're performing an autopsy on somebody that's just been killed.
Oh,
that doesn't have any formaldehyde in it yet. Yeah, I think that would be fascinating. I now that I am older and think that I could handle that, I wouldn't mind at all being invited to an autopsy. So if anyone wants to invite me to an autopsy, I will definitely, not my own, please.
but we
would like to go.
We are incredibly well designed when you look at the way the body functions on so many levels with, you know, levels, worlds within worlds going on inside our bodies. It's, gives you a different perspective.
It certainly does. Well, the light machine also gets rid of wrinkles, and I just sort of made fun of that because, as I said, I don't much care about that.
Yeah, it helps with circulation, and that's what's such a biggie. Because when you can stimulate an area, then you get the nutrition there. And, you know, once you get the nutrition, then you can have healing take place.
And I will say that after, you know, when a woman gets over 50, they have those lines that go down from the edges of their mouth. I mean, Hillary Clinton is one of the ones. If you see pictures of her before she started running, she almost looked like, I hate to say it, but Charlie McCarthy's, you know, the puppet.
Well, it's interesting because medically that's the colloquial expression is puppet lines.
Yeah, puppet lines. That's exactly what they look like. Well, Hillary must have done something because when she was running for president, she didn't have those puppet lines anymore.
Well, let me tell you, when I placed Richard's white paper in Hillary's hands here in Albuquerque,
yes,
she looked fabulous. And
she does look fabulous. And she looks fabulous in person.
Yeah, seeing her in person changed. I realized how foolish I had been believing all this negative PR about her. And, everybody has baggage, things they do. That's part of this world. But all this cold, horrible person, that wasn't the person I observed or the person that I spoke with briefly. I was very impressed. You've opened a door to something that I have just completed training in. I'm now certified by the University of Miami School of Medicine in acupuncture injection therapy. And one of the modalities that we've learned is called mesotherapy. Now, mesotherapy has cosmetic applications, and it also has pain applications, different health condition applications. And what it is the use of, I will be using the homeopathics. I'm not going to be using any pharmaceuticals or any of the other typical medical products, no fillers or anything like that for cosmetic, because you can achieve so much with the homeopathic product. And it's multiple injections, tiny, tiny dose injections, very closely spaced over an area, and the results are dramatic. And the example I can give from my first-hand experience was a week ago Saturday when I was in Miami going to class Saturday morning. There was someone spraying at 9 a.m. wearing a hazmat suit, spraying the grass with pesticides. And I got so aggravated that I stepped off a step and fell and twisted my ankle. Didn't bother me at the time. Probably around 1 or 2 o'clock it was bothering me. So here I am in the middle of a class where they're teaching us mesotherapy. I have one of the best-known doctors for this modality, Dr. Blanca Miller of Mexico City, who's instructing us in this area, and our other instructor. So I said, you know, I really need help. And it was a perfect demonstration for everybody in the class. So around between 2 and 3, my foot was injected. She did use a little procaine because the pain was so intense, right below the ankle on the top part of the foot. It was swollen and bruised looking. And she covered that whole area with these multiple injections. I don't even know how many of this substance. And then some injections deep in the area where the bruising was, and my foot was lightly wrapped, and I had to get crutches that evening, and probably by around 7 o'clock I was able to rest sitting down, put my heel on the floor, and then I could put my foot down a bit later, and I was using the crutches. The next morning when I woke up, it was 75% improved. I took one crutch with me to school so I would be able to lean on that, and because I had to walk a long distance. And then when we got out on Sunday when the course was over around 1 o'clock, I didn't need it at all.
I just Googled mesotherapy, mesotherapy. And Robert, it's incredible.
Yes.
It's for hair too.
Oh, for hair, they have a treatment, Lipodissolve for fat that is questionable. I don't recommend that. There are other things than using the Lipodissolve products that could be used for breaking up fat deposits, but it is so amazing what can be achieved.
Yeah, most of it is about rejuvenation of the face. You know, Robin, you're the only person most of us trust to do any work on them at all. You're just going to have to get somebody to open a clinic for you. That's what we need.
Oh, gosh, yes. And the time to do it all.
I know. As I said, we all need clones of ourselves. But, my gosh, you could be the teacher of the clinic and teach a whole bunch of young doctors how to do this. And think how you would be adding to the economy of the United States.
Well, and to people's health. I mean, this
yes.
is something within one day, you know, less than 24 hours, because they worked on my ankle between 2 and 3 o'clock. We left class the following day at 1,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't need the crutch. It's truly incredible.
For some reason, I reminded myself of something, of a kick that I've been on for almost 30 years now. The Native American reservations are not part of the United States. They're their own separate countries.
Yeah.
And most people don't know that. And that's why they can put casinos on them. And many years ago, that's why they could build weapons on them and become arms dealers worldwide, you know, with the help of our CIA and Osama bin Laden, of course.
Yes.
But what if all of these Native American reservations put up health centers and started giving all of these treatments that people here in this country, that the FDA forbids? I wonder if that could actually happen.
I think you have a brilliant idea there. I think you have something amazing, and we have to explore that further.
Well, what we need is a chief, and one of my cousins is a Cherokee chief. I'll get in touch with him and see if he just happens to have a reservation where we can do this.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got a reservation, but that would be nice if he did.
I think of the patients that I have worked with over the years, and it broke my heart, because just trying to coordinate therapies for them with doctors in their area. There's one doctor, she's an MD, and she's done a lot of work with vitamin C intravenously, and I was fortunate to get my patient into her program. It wasn't fast enough. They didn't accommodate him the way I had hoped, and he had passed away. But the treatments in the United States for cancer are chemo, radiation, and surgery.
I know. Well, it makes the Rockefellers rich. So,
well, yeah, they get rid of hazardous waste products. It's
precisely.
You know, and that's including the drugs that they give, not just the chemotherapy and the radiation.
Yeah, it's amazing. People don't realize that hazardous waste goes into pharmaceuticals and into our body, and radiation and chemotherapy. I mean, it's just horrible. I swear to God, if I had cancer, I would rather just do nothing. Tell anybody that I've got cancer.
You leave the country, and you can have treatments in Europe, in El Salvador, in Switzerland,
yeah.
in Germany. I mean, there's
even in Mexico. Yeah, even in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, but you need money to do that, and I think you have come up with a bridge that is mind-boggling. If that can happen, that would be amazing, because so many people are too weak to even travel outside
to travel,
country.
But there is a reservation. There's a Native American reservation in every single state. I'll make you a bet that there's one within 20 to 30 miles of every single person who is listening to us right now.
Incredible.
And,
bless you.
Well, somebody needs to contact the, I think it's the Council of Mothers that probably would have, you know, in Native American stuff, from what I have been told by various people that I know, including a cousin, there's the Council of Elders, and it's all made up of men. But they don't do anything unless they consult the Council of Mothers.
Hmm.
And the Council of Mothers, they never get any publicity. They never get anything, but they're the ones that literally make the decisions. And without that Council of Mothers, nothing really ever gets done. And so I need for everyone who knows Native American Indians, Native American residents of our country, go out and tell them about this idea. Let's get this idea moving. If they can put casinos, they can put health clinics.
God, and just think, if this government saw all the money that was being spent and they weren't getting a part of it, maybe they'd make some changes for our health care here.
I know, and that goes right back to what I'm saying. I mean, I've been fighting these damn, excuse my language, I can't, maybe I can use that word. I've been fighting these reptiles for over 20 years now. And I've just seen it get worse. The more it gets exposed, the worse it gets. And I am thinking that they don't like the fight. They know in the days of the internet that it's useless for them to try to keep up what they're doing. I mean, either they're going to have to clamp down on us and create something worse than the Soviet Union, or we're all going to have to learn how to get along on one planet, and they don't have to kill us. They just have to empower us.
Yes.
They have to stop trying to keep us in a perpetual slave state.
Well, I have one piece of good news that I can share that just was totally invigorating for me to renew faith that things can happen. For over 20 years, I've been using stevia, and there was a time, probably back about 15, 20 years ago, when there was a company, a vitamin company, that published a book giving the history of stevia. In that history of stevia book, they had recipes. The FDA told the company to destroy the books because stevia could not be used as a food supplement. Right now, it has been approved by the FDA to be used as a sugar substitute, and it can be used for Coke and Pepsi. This has been held up for over a year for Coke and Pepsi. And getting up really early in the morning, I had Good Morning America on. That segment was brought to us by Truvia, which is stevia. I'm sitting here at 7 in the morning thinking, oh, my God, there is progress.
Well, the same thing happened. You know, I was on the trans fat bandwagon about 15 years ago before anybody had ever heard of trans fat and, you know, why they're really bad for us. And that was when I started eating butter rather than margarine.
Mm.
And I actually think butter is really quite healthy if you get the really good quality butter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use butter just like, you know, they've got this commercial on television now with the Buttertons, and it comes on, you know, with a huge amount of stick of butter on everything. I don't think that's bad at all. That's the way we used to eat.
Yes.
And but we made our own butter from our own cows that didn't have hormones in them.
And your cows grazed on grass, and were not given the feed that changed their essential fatty acid to make it harmful.
And that's why, you know, my entire family grew up with no hint of any kind of heart disease whatsoever. And we ate, you know, cubes of butter for dinner. But anyway, trans fats. People aren't using trans fats anymore. And the other exciting thing is coconut oil is being added to food these days, like it used to be when you and I were growing up.
Yes. Yes.
And so things are changing. I don't know why they're changing, but things are changing.
Well, we've got to keep that change going, and we've got a vehicle to do it. So that's back to change.gov.
Yes, change.gov. And so anything that anyone wants to talk about, and don't let yourself be driven by the media. Ask what you want. What do you want? And then, now, you know, if it's $1 million, do exactly what I said. Have them have the stimulus program. $1 million for every man, woman, and child. And, of course, there's going to have to be strings attached. Because if there aren't strings attached, people aren't going to pay back their debts. They're not going to cancel out their credit cards, pay off their mortgages. They're going to spend it on drugs. If it goes to kids, it's got to be administered in such a way that it can never be lost in the stock market, and it can be saved for their college education and their first home. Can you imagine what a rich and wonderful country we would produce as a result of this.
And the banks wouldn't be losing out because of credit cards. They'd be
sitting on all of this money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I can't believe this half hour went so quickly. Well, this was fun. We'll get back into a whole bunch of more things just like this when we come back. We're talking to Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we're talking about changing the world. Change.gov. We're going to change the world with this radio show. This is RumorMillNewsRadio.com. This is Raylan Allen, and you're listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network. We'll be back.
Then slowly breathing in, feel the life force streaming in. Hold it there, let it send it back to him.
This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina, and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
Younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Food you can actually enjoy eating? What a novel concept. With absolutely the best prices and the highest quality freeze-dried foods in the country, consider the Freeze-Dried Guy for all of your long-term food storage needs. Freeze-dried foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program, but today they are enjoyed extensively within the U.S. military to include the U.S. Navy Submarine Service, renowned for its excellent meals. Freeze-dried foods store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritiously superior to, and taste better than any other food available for long-term storage. Freeze-dried foods typically have a storage life of decades and have been proven by government testing to store with a high degree of nutritional value for over 30 years. With freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dried Guy, you too can rely upon the same products that are used in emergency feeding programs for government leaders at the highest levels, as well as senior members of the U.S. military in the event of an enemy attack or a cataclysmic natural disaster. Again, the website, www.freezedryguy.com, or call toll-free at 866-404-3663.
Be strong, live long with ImmuneXT. 100% natural and certified vegetarian, ImmuneXT is the world's most powerful immune stimulatory extract on the market. Researched and developed over a 10-year period by research scientists at the National Center for Natural Products Research at the prestigious University of Mississippi. Our bodies are under attack daily by viral and bacterial agents. To maintain health and wellness, you must strengthen, stimulate, and enhance immune responses to pathogens and foreign invaders, protecting yourself from illness, disease, and even death. The answer is ImmuneXT, clinically proven to enhance the body's defense mechanisms against bacterial and viral infection and strengthen and support optimal performance of the immune system. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com. Or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
One step into the night, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And once again, we're going to take that step into the light, that step that leads us out of the way that we normally think, and we're just going to start thinking in a different way. Welcome back, Robin. Are you there? I can hear you talking with Richard.
I'm here. I was talking with Richard, yes.
Yes. Robin and I have been sort of brainstorming here and, of course, giving you bits and pieces of all sorts of information. We've been talking about change.gov and how every single day we should write to change.gov. Somebody's reading the stuff. I got back a reply that actually was geared to me and what I was talking about. Now, either they've got an incredible program created where, you know, it says, thank you so much for writing us about your concerns of, you know, X, Y, and Z. And we promise we will be looking into this, and if we need any more information, we'll get back to you. That was essentially what it said. And it, as I said, I had written in about what Richard was trying to do, and it used the same words that I used. So,
wow.
So maybe they just know me. And anyway, I was looking up the Native American Freedom of Religion Act, and it was passed, I think, it was either 1993 or 73. I can't remember which year it was passed. Oh, maybe I've got it right here. Yeah, 1993, the Native American Free Exercise of Religion Act, NAFERA. Now, it says it's pending. I could have sworn that it had passed. And it says NAFERA is the bill that includes specific protections for the use of peyote, isn't that amazing, by Native American church members, as well as the religious rights of Native American prisoners who wish to practice in traditional manner. That's not the order. I've actually read the order. And what it does is it gives Native Americans the right to practice their religion as they have always practiced it, you know, back 30,000 years according to the Cherokee scrolls. And the Cherokee did not differentiate between spirit and body. Spirit and body were one and the same. And so their spiritual leader was also their doctor. And that's the thing about NAFERA. And if one of my cousins on our white side is the great-grandson of Chief Joseph on his Native American side, and he is the medicine man of his tribe, the Nemanha tribe. And so not only is he the doctor of the tribe, he is like the spiritual advisor of the tribe. And that's the way I think the Native Americans could open up these healing centers. Of course, you're going to have the casino, you're going to have the hotel, and you're going to have the healing center. You go there for a treatment, you go gamble in the casino and have lots and lots of fun. Everybody has fun in the casino, even if you only play the nickel slot machines. I can really see that this could be done underneath NAFERA. And if Congress has already passed it, which I think they have, this would be a very likely thing. So, hey, folks, if you've got Native American blood, go find somebody that you can talk to about this idea, and let's get this show on the road now.
Yeah, this is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity to explore and just have something close for everyone, available to all. Brilliant idea.
And everyone that is listening, go to change.gov and just every single day send them an idea. Every single day. Because I still have hope. And it's not the hope that Barack Obama gave me. I still have hope that God can reach down and touch people and change them. And that's what I'm hoping. You know as well as I do that Barack Obama is not our... It's not the one that makes the decisions. Who knows who it is? It's nameless people with faceless faces that none of us ever know. And these are the people that I'm asking God to reach down and touch, because I genuinely believe that the slaves and the slave masters need to make peace with each other. We need to empower each other.
Definitely.
They're not being empowered to reach the highest that they can reach in a spiritual growth, on their spiritual path, because they're so worried that we slaves are going to be taking over their planet and killing all of them. Well, we've got to make peace with them. And it's not just us making peace, you know, Americans making peace with the Federal Reserve. These same people can control the entire world, and hey, you know, we've got to get the prisoners out of the slave plants in China and the indigenous people that are dying in the gold mines in South America. I mean, we've got to stop all of this stuff. We've got to become humane.
Yes,
I mean, we treat our animals better than we treat people.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, well, let's just say that the elite treat their animals better than they treat the people of the planet. That's what I meant to say.
The one thing that cannot be stopped is if we all reach out to each other, to our friends, to our neighbors, to strangers, and we all have this understanding and consciousness that we're in it together, and we can all make a difference if we stand united. There's no way that we cannot make a difference that way. It's dividing and conquering and creating these manufactured enemies to keep everyone busy spinning their wheels and fighting with each other instead of uniting and making the world what we want it to be.
Absolutely. One of our rumor mill news agents lived in Africa for many, many, many years, and she's very well connected with Africa. And she got a letter from a 75-year-old woman who was talking about what was going on in Zimbabwe. And she was talking about how Mugabe has turned everybody against each other. And what they have begun to do doesn't matter what color you are, black, white, rich, poor. They were rich. She and her husband were rich, and now she lives in a shack on a black farmer's property. But she's the one that takes care of them because, you know, she's got some sort of medical background. And it's just amazing what she has said in the letter that she wrote, and I was hoping to be able to find it, but I'm not able to find it, unfortunately. But what she was able to do, what the woman that wrote the article and her friends were able to do, is they crossed the color barrier, they crossed the religion barrier, they crossed all barriers, and they are family. And they are joining together, and they are surviving.
And that's the message. That's the only way we can survive.
And that is exactly what every single one of us, we need to realize that, that's what we have to do. We have to reach out to everyone of a different religion, of a different color, different sexual orientation. And we have to get the people who are the activists, who don't even realize that they are working for, they are doing the work of the New World Order. They're just mind-controlled, brainwashed people that have been hypnotized either by a government programmer to give them this activist agenda, or they've been hypnotized by the television and by peer. Peer hypnosis is just as bad. I mean, you go to San Francisco, and that's peer hypnosis up there. I mean, what has happened to that beautiful city? It literally is the gay mafia is running it. And, well, the gay mafia is practically running all of California. And there really is. It's called the Velvet Mafia. And that's, it is just as bad as any mafia that you can imagine. And there are gay men and women that are part of it. But most gay people have nothing to do with this. They're just ordinary people. Living ordinary lives and literally trying to stay out of the limelight. But in San Francisco, that's where this peer brainwashing comes in. And that was why I was mentioning it. But what we've got to do is we've got to learn to join together. If we can learn to join together, regardless of color, just because we are all upon the planet and we are all God's children upon the planet. And even if you don't believe in God, by the mere right that you, by the mere fact that you were born on Earth,
we're
you
alive.
Were given certain unalienable rights.
Yes.
And those are to, first of all, to life. Second of all, to food. Third, to shelter.
And pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness, exactly.
Yeah.
And that is what our founding fathers were talking about. Because where they came from in Europe, if the king owned the country, if the king owned the land, he owned the trees, the water, he owned the animals, he owned the food, and you only existed if he wanted you to exist.
All right, the serfs and the vassals were there to serve at the pleasure of the king, and that was it.
That's right. And we, here in America, we are probably the first nation that says, by the right, you know, I can't remember exactly. It is by the fact that you were born on Earth. You are a child of God, and you have all of these rights. And if our slave masters would just recognize that the whole planet could be happy, the whole planet could be peaceful, they could be as wealthy and powerful as they want, and they could have their wars with each other, you know.
Without us. Let them,
yeah.
They can make video games to fight it out.
Exactly. And they have to make agreements among themselves, you know. Bill Gates can, you know, fight Warren Buffett, you know, over a chess game. And they have to make agreements that, okay, we're not going to send any of our American boys out to get killed, but if I win this war, I own your company. And that's the way they need to fight their wars from now on.
Yes.
I'm sick of sending my family members to fight wars that are all about putting money in the pockets of these corporations. General Smedley Butler certainly knew what he was talking about when he wrote, "War is a racket."
Mm.
And if you haven't read what General Butler said, Marine General Butler, you got to go read it.
Yeah,
anyway, Robin, we haven't even gotten into water yet.
I just wanted to make one comment in keeping with what you've just said. For everyone who believes that their religion is the only religion, how can there be so many other religions on this planet?
And one God.
Yes, and shared, you know, by millions and millions of other people. How can an individual believe that their way is the right way and the only way? You have to...
Yeah.
Recognize we're all here together, we all have the right to our beliefs, and we have to embrace that and not let it be used by people that are trying to keep us apart so they can control us.
Yeah, that who are trying to divide us and conquer us.
Yeah.
And of course, I've been talking since 1999 when I wrote that book on Diana, on the death of Diana, and I was told that she was killed not to make her into the goddess, but this is what they were going to do as a byproduct of her being killed. And, of course, the reason she was being killed is they had planned this war over in the Middle East. You know, and how in the world can there be a war in the Middle East when Diana and Dodi are probably the two most famous people in the world, and they would be peace ambassadors all over the world. So that was the real reason Diana was killed. It didn't have anything to do with her landmines. It had to do with Dodi being a direct descendant of the Egyptian royal family, and that would have been brought in. And of course, there's all these fake Egyptian, Muslim royals around that have just literally been created by the King of England when he was a King of England, you know, the King before Elizabeth. And this is not the bloodline. This is not the Islamic bloodline. These are not the sheikhs and the caliphs that are the actual rulers. But Dodi Fayed's father supposedly is the highest ranking royal Egyptian on the earth today. And so that would mean that Dodi Fayed and of course Diana was a Stuart, which made her one of the only legitimate heirs. And now, interestingly enough, now that England has signed that law where Catholics can have succession to the throne of England, if that law is undone going all the way back to Henry, then the rightful king of England is the Duke of Bavaria. which happens to be where the Pope is from. Isn't this amazing how history is doing something, and maybe it is righting, you know, like the ship has been capsized for a while, and maybe our ship is getting righted.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't it be wonderful? But
we could
anyway, it can happen. Yeah, it can happen if enough of us stay positive. And one of the reasons, somebody told me that the reason that I never got killed during all those years I was with Gunter is I was like a little child. And, of course, little children are sometimes called fools, and fools rush in, you know, where angels fear to tread. But there's almost something magical about the protection around a little child. And even with everything that I have seen in the world, I still have hope. I still have hope that we will be able to change this planet and make it into something that is good for every single one of us, every human on Earth. But the reason I brought up Diana is I was going to talk a little bit about that religion that the New World Order wants to create, and it's an environmental religion. And all this would do is it would take us back to the days when they were burning people at the stake, because they would put all of these EPA laws into the Bible, and if you broke an EPA law, you don't go to jail anymore. We just label you a heretic, stone you to death, or burn you at the stake.
So you mean they're not going to, if they make it about the planet and about the environment, they're not going to give us good, clean water. They're not going to get rid of all the contamination. They're not going to give us healthy crops, not genetically modified.
Well, I'm not sure. I think some of that may be given to us. But I also think that the kind of crops that we're going to be growing are going to be ones that are so genetically modified that the crops themselves, our food, is literally used to control us.
Right.
That's kind of what I think happen.
It's tragic. The corn and the soy crops, I don't know if there are any that have not been contaminated by the genetically modified seed stock.
Now, you know, I was listening to somebody talk. It could have even been one of the people I was interviewing. You know, I'm just amazed that people like George Norrie can keep track of all the people that he has interviewed and know exactly which each one has said. I can't do it. It's sort of like it all runs together with me. But anyway, someone that I was listening to was saying that the plants actually can heal themselves. And so all this genetic manipulation is not going to last. The plants will eventually go back to what they were. And he cited several experiments where that had already happened.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. I'd love to hear more about that.
I would, too. So if anybody knows who it was that was talking about that, let me know, and we'll try to get a little bit more research on that. And so let's go on to, oh, my God, it is 12:50. Where is the time going, Robin? I can't believe this. We've got about 7 minutes to talk about water, and then if you can stay with me in the last hour, we can talk about water in the last hour, and then we can get on to the codex.
Okay, much too important, so of course I'll stay with you. And to start, to give the listeners something to think about, the water that we drink, the water that we bathe in, the water that animals that we consume are nourished with, that the food crops that these animals are fed, they're grown with this water, the same water that we are all drinking and bathing in and cooking in. This is so all-pervasive when we have these contaminants in our water that it's not even something to wonder should I or shouldn't I. To protect your family, you need to be treating the municipal water that comes into your home. You need to have a system on your shower because your pores are dilated in the warm water. Your lungs are breathing in all of these gases that are released from the warm water of the shower. It's just, you know, if we could go and clean everything up, that would be great. But I don't see that happening, so there is an easy way to do it. There are systems. The one that I researched, I don't know many people that can't make an investment of $100 to treat their drinking and cooking water. And you get a filter every 6 months. but it's just a world of difference to know that you have taken out the chlorine, you've taken out the volatile organic chemicals, the pesticides, the other contaminants and heavy metals. You've taken out most of the fluoride and left in the good naturally occurring fluoride. You know, not the fluoride that's a waste product of industry that industry then gets paid, you know, for the sale of that toxic chloride where they would have to dispose of it as a hazardous waste, you know, and it's put in our water. So you get that out. You get out the other biggie, the pharmaceuticals. And there are studies going back 20 years showing the feminization of young boys because of all of the estrogenic properties of the plastics, the PCBs, as well as the hormones. You know, the medication that we take that gets passed into the sewage system and then re-cleaned and reused for drinking water, they don't take out the pharmaceutical. So you have to have something in your home that will deal with this. Your foundation is your water. Your body is made up of water, every cell of your body. So there's nothing more important than having that basic foundation for your health.
And why haven't we been told, of course that's a silly thing for me to ask, but we haven't been told that there's pharmaceuticals in our water.
Oh, no. And this was reported on just probably, when was it, about 6 months ago. There was something in the media, and there was something in the media 20 years ago, and I was paying attention and noted this and been doing my research for the paper that I wrote that's on my website, The Water Story, and I have links there to the articles that I had checked. The Europeans were aware of it. They've made changes. Somehow in the United States, where, you know, the propaganda, which is a whole other section to go into, makes us think that we've got the best health care, the best food, the best economy, the best everything for our people. All of these lies, you know, they just spin it and people think, well, okay, everything's fine and, you know, we'll go along. And the media shuts down on the reporting of these issues. So what came out 20 years ago, it took 20 years for this to come out 6 months ago.
You know, it's so amazing because we've had over 50 years now of major amounts of prescriptions going into our water. You know, people throw it down the toilet when they're finished with it. It goes out in their urine. And we've had just such incredible, you know, autism is being blamed on the vaccinations. But how do we know that that is really what it is? And that these pharmaceuticals that are in everything now don't bear part of the blame for all of this.
They all contribute to our country having the sickest population ever. And this is the overuse of pharmaceuticals. You know, they took hard liquor off advertising on television, and what did they replace it with? Drugs.
With drugs,
it's
exactly.
A travesty. And that's something else, you know. Change.gov. Get those ads off TV. Get them off the billboards.
Yeah, we got to take on Big Pharma in what we're doing. You know, I was just reading an article the other day about how the cancer statistics are put together. Hmm. Anybody who smokes and dies of cancer, whether it is stomach cancer or any kind of cancer, is referred to as a cancer smoker. And I had no idea that was it. It's not just lung cancer, throat cancer, mouth cancer. But stomach cancer, breast cancer, all of that. So all cancers are related to smoking. And I have no idea, but that's how they inflate it. And not only that, but if your husband was a smoker and you died of cancer, you're put down as cancer.
Well, the secondary effects of cigarette smoke are very toxic.
Yes, but you see, it's not just your husband that they're putting down. If your father, if your cousin, if your grandfather, if anybody in your family smoked and you die of cancer, you are considered somebody who has died, you know, as a result of cigarettes. And so the point that I am making is a lot of our research And the statistics, and of course I took a statistics class in college, and I know full well how easy it is to manipulate statistics. But I think that we've just got to start from the ground floor again with everything. Throw it all out and start over again. Maybe that's what we're getting ready to do, you know?
Wouldn't that be great? We have to demand accountability.
Absolutely. Well, you can hear the music. We've got one more hour, and we're talking about water right now and about how pharmaceuticals are in the water. And Robin did years and years of research on this and actually has found a filter that will take it out. And she'll tell you all about that when we get back. You're listening to Rumor Mill News, radio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we are talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we will be back.
Above the dark despair. Be strong, live long with ImmuneXT. 100% natural and certified vegetarian, ImmuneXT is the world's most powerful immune stimulatory extract on the market. Researched and developed over a 10-year period by research scientists at the National Center for Natural Products Research at the prestigious University of Mississippi. Our bodies are under attack daily by viral and bacterial agents. To maintain health and wellness, you must strengthen, stimulate, and enhance immune responses to pathogens and foreign invaders, protecting yourself from illness, disease, and even death. The answer is ImmuneXT, clinically proven to enhance the body's defense mechanisms against bacterial and viral infection and strengthen and support optimal performance of the immune system. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. Today's show is brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organizations. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges, infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols. LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
TheMicroEffectLive.com. Undistorted truth. Talk hosts that blow the horn on the Matrix world. Welcome to TheMicroEffectLive.com. Say goodbye to fake news. Say goodbye to fake radio.
Goodbye. Nice to know you.
Welcome to TheMicroEffectLive.com.
Nice to know you.
The intelligent source for news, updates, and of course, the truth.
Today's show is brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organizations. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges, infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols. LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.